Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Welcome to this Popcorn Talk watch along. Today, never has a movie really registered on a day of specific, like in the story, than October 21st, 2015, with Back to the Future 2. We're here. I'm your host, the Internet Soapbox, Mark, and joined by a wonderful team of people that we just finished Back to the Future 1, and my brain still kind of melted. Introduce yourselves to the fine folks at home.
Hi, guys. I'm Yael. You can chat at me during this live stream on the chat roll and on Twitter at Yael Teagle. That's Y-A-E-L-T-Y-G-I-E-L.
Hey, guys. I'm Zach Wilson.
He's the future.
Thank you for joining us in the future. That's right. It's the future.
It's today.
The future is now.
Thanks so much for joining us. You can tweet me at @ZachWilson.
And this is the version that we're using. We're using the DVD trilogy. So if in case some timing doesn't work out, we have started the movie, paused it right after the Universal logo. So take a quick moment, do that for yourself, and we're going to count it down. All right, that's your moment. And let's count it down from three. We're going to hit play on go. In three, two, one, go.
Oh my god, it's time.
And it's the space, and it's the classic Universal, as we mentioned in the last one. It's going to be weird not trying not to repeat ourselves. But...
Yeah. you know what this is missing? The sound of the Universal.
Well, before it was just, like, earlier on, it was just the...
Right, but like... watching it, I miss it.
Yeah.
And these twinkles are like the most iconic God, movie music.
This is one of the most iconic themes of movies.
October 26th, 1985.
Hey, we just saw this, and he's got different hair and looks older.
So I actually believed that they used the footage.
Yeah.
And just changed out Jennifer.
They
to
like
Elizabeth
digitally
Shue.
Changed Jennifer.
Yeah, or that like they just reshot any time it was her.
Wow, who was hair that day?
That would definitely be easier than not just reshooting a single scene.
That's what I really believed happened. Was that? Am I really wrong?
Probably. Now that shot they probably reused.
Yeah, they probably reused.
Because people, so in the chat role in the last one, everyone was talking about how Crispin did not want to do the sequel.
Which makes sense.
Like, that shot was, I think, reused.
I think the shots... So, like, in my mind...
I mean, it's different lighting, too.
Basically, anything with these three actors,
in
they
the
reshot.
Shot, yeah.
So not this?
Or, like, maybe they redid that, but, like, they want it to feel consistent in this movie.
Because they match the shots pretty well in terms of composition and stuff.
Yeah.
this is Jennifer. Do you know that this is Jennifer?
Do you remember that this is Jennifer? She looks so much more concerned than the other actress did.
Guys,
she may have aged like 3 years, but that's just because of time travel paradoxes.
She also became blonde.
Oh, that's so weird. I just noticed the makeup on Christopher Lloyd. He had the shading that you put on. Yeah, it was. He's wearing stage makeup. He did it.
Oh, Biff.
The 80s.
Elizabeth Shue joins the cast. Yay!
Elizabeth Shue joins the chat. What? She's here?
No. But, everyone was talking about in the chat role in the last one that George was not... Crispin didn't want to do it. And it says here that Jeffrey Weissman took on the role of George on IMDb.
What?
Yeah. Did you not know that?
For the body double, though.
I guess.
Because all of the shots with George in it are from the original film.
Right. I think...
I like the different type of credits in for the second one. It's like, oh, we're actually flying through the stars, even though it's the daytime.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, there's Weissman.
Yep.
All right.
Fun fact.
Billy Zane in the role of a lifetime.
Flea is also in this movie.
Of course Flea's in this. He's Marty's boss.
Are you chicken?
He looks like Flea.
Yeah.
They're not like, you know what, Flea, we're going to clean you up. And he's not billed by his actual name. He's Flea.
I mean, he's always billed as Flea when he does things.
Yeah.
Because he's Flea.
Because he's Flea. And for those of you who don't know who Flea is the guitarist for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
How do you not know who Flea is?
If you're a fan of Back to the Future, that might be your only way of knowing who Flea is.
No.
Can you imagine that? There are people who only know that Flea is the guy from Back to the Future 2.
I'm looking up his IMDb credits because I believe Flea was in The Wild Thornberrys.
He was Donnie. That was still the weirdest thing when I realized that as a kid, like, why is the guitarist the voice of a child?
All right, so
let's
we're going to be talking
a
lot about,
yes,
like, this is the 2015.
I want this!
Taxis are outdated. They don't exist anymore.
Yeah, Uber.
Oh, guys, we're early.
Yeah, but we can expect a huge storm at about 4.
That's an excellent, excellent point.
Yeah, we're in a drought.
What in what world is it raining this hard in California
this
in October?
One.
That's a crazy universe. Oh.
If they said, the damn El Nino system, come back.
Yeah.
If the skies open up at 4 o'clock today, I'm done.
I'm so happy.
The Cubs can lose. But we can take the rain at 4.
I like that they just explained to her what was happening.
Yeah.
Like, you
oh, by the way.
This... Oh, no, sweetie. What don't you understand about how time travel works?
I like how she's doing perfectly rational things. Like, oh, we get to see everything before it happens, and we can get an idea of where we are. How nice. She must go down. Like, they have to take her out.
That thought didn't cross your mind. You were like, whatever, just get it.
Yeah,
need
definitely.
More Miller High Life.
We didn't drive through a whole neighborhood in a flying car.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, so in the future they still have all this obnoxious signs.
Goldie Wilson has been
Junior.
The mayor.
Goldie Wilson Jr.
Oh, it's Junior. Mm. It was Junior. That's right, that's right, that's right.
It was a fun way to use the same actor.
I really like
license
that
plates are barcodes.
That actually is really
smart.
That sounds
about right.
I like that we have like the upper flying system for like a freeway and then like roads.
Actual roads where you can drive.
Yeah.
I think that actually would have been real smart to invent. Mm.
Go above the smog.
Yeah, if only we'd invented sky highways after we invented the flying cars.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
See, you're follow.
Oh, this. Oh, this is amazing.
The
it's a
weather
callback
service.
To last time. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even catch that.
The weather service.
And all he's got
wait,
a smartwatch.
Wait,
Fusion Industries. Fine.
No. The discs, they look like crap. They look like
a
whole bunch of laser discs just like cubed together.
Because they knew that they would become irrelevant.
Yeah. And then he got some work done.
This is a way to not have to put makeup on him for the entire movie.
Yes, MacGuffin. By the way, Marty, I found out my middle name's MacGuffin. Again, tight schedule. Why don't you come back with more time? You have a time machine.
Yeah, seriously.
That doesn't run on nuclear energy anymore.
Again, why is this teenage boy hanging out with a grown man? Take off
and
your shirt.
No, but the fact that he didn't like react to that means that wasn't the first time that Marty said or Doc said that to Marty.
Yep.
Or at least not the weirdest thing. All right, plastic clear tie.
Oh, little Marty.
Marty
wow.
Jr.
Fashion-wise.
Pretty good.
We did not move forward very much.
Well, no, we moved back.
Yeah.
But also,
retro is in.
Did you guys see that there was
That's
a payphone?
Yeah.
For those who don't know.
What a payphone is.
The shoes. Guys, Nike, I believe today, is supposedly releasing something that they're calling auto lace tying shoes.
It is coming out today.
They auctioned some off for charity,
but they weren't. They
ago.
Didn't actually
yeah.
lace.
But there was only like they did just like perfect reproductions, but not power laces.
Yeah, but
supposedly
now
they have power laces coming.
I heard that around midnight they tweeted at Michael J. Fox.
Hey, want a pair?
Or they tweeted at
you have to buy them.
Christopher Lloyd. I don't know who they tweeted at. Those hats are actually available all the
time.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they're at every con. Yeah. Like, you can find them pretty easy. You can probably order to Amazon same day.
Yeah. A 50.
Here's a 50.
I'm going to be honest.
Well, actually,
that's
not going to get a lot of change back for a Pepsi.
Yeah.
And is that asbestos?
Where?
Around them.
I mean, that looks like...
It's just silicone, but still.
Yeah. Wait, but we know... Here's... Doc is telling him not to interact, not to touch anything, not to do anything. But we know now that little things...
But I think...
Oh, USA Today is still in existence.
But
they
also, still exist today.
I know, I'm amused.
But I think now that he's taking on the appearance of somebody else,
I see.
He has to fit to a certain, as opposed to being his own person.
I see what you're saying.
Does anyone know, did USA Today do anything
they
special?
They did. They released that edition, or at least that front page for today.
Oh, I gotta go find that.
Actually, I don't know if it's
that page
front
page
or
the
fixed one.
Oh, no. I don't want to talk about his daughter.
Do we have to?
We'll get there.
All right.
Wait. Doc, ridiculous.
You've been a busy bee.
Yeah, and still he's late with his time machine. How interesting that he has a watch that is not, like, Fitbit style.
Just, like, super... No, he's a classic type of guy.
Yeah, but,
it's
like...
Actually, it's like an Apple Watch with the regular band.
Yeah, but it's... All right, I'll allow it.
Marty's walking through the future.
Or more like Android Wear where they actually have the circle.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, you can make
right.
it look
I'll
like a watch.
I'll take it.
Now we're seeing the 2015
God,
I like
version
that it's,
of Hill Valley.
I like that it's not super clean, though.
Yeah. Just walking around with a surfboard. No worries. Vanilla ice.
She's in, like, workout gear. That's a thing people wear. I'm so excited to
There are cars that
fashion.
Look not too much too dissimilar from that.
Yeah,
the Honda. Tesla. Yeah.
It's a kind of bike. Let's see. Yeah, this looks pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
other than the flying cars.
They
like,
saved the clock tower.
I mean, if those pants, the ones with all the whatever on them, if those were skinny,
Jaws
those 19. Would be in.
This time it's really, really
Did you guys
personal.
See the Jaws 19 trailer?
Yes.
So good.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, wait, how much is gas?
Check the oil, please.
$7.25.
Wow, that's not too far off.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That's not bad, actually.
How are you afraid of a hologram?
And nobody noticed. Like, oh, that guy's freaking out.
Whatever, he's probably on drugs.
Yeah.
oh, the third. So, other technologies that we are looking forward to.
Bring it up.
So, the hologram that we just saw, this article from The Wrap that I can tweet out pointed out that that's like a huge thing now because they bring back dead celebrities.
Tupac. I like the Roger Rabbit
reference
to Zemeckis.
Yeah.
Does anybody own the almanac? Do you guys have the sports almanac?
No.
And this movie just got $2 million more expensive.
So the other thing is that the Jaws 19, if we look at the Marvel movies coming out in the future. We have Guardians of the Galaxy 2, another Thor, another Avengers, another Captain America. That's basically all we have now.
The 80s had plenty of sequels, too. I mean, we have, even in that picture, you can see this Black Panther, which is original. I'm just saying.
But that's all we do now.
I just noticed
Reagan.
The
we're looking at Reagan for those of you trying to keep up with, like,
there was a Pac-Man machine in the background that says priceless artifact, do not touch.
The same article points out that the video games where you use your hand are like baby's toys.
Like baby's toys. Motion controllers, Kinect.
Which we have. Oh, look, Pepsi.
Pepsi put out this bottle, apparently. Like a limited run of that bottle.
Cool. I don't drink Pepsi, but I would totally buy it for the bottle.
They only made like 5,000 of them. They're giving them out to for free to people who are dressed up like Marty McFly at New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
I was at New York Comic Con.
Were you dressed up as Marty McFly?
No, there were
a lot
of Marty McFlys.
Yeah, because they wanted that Pepsi bottle.
I think also because it's the time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wait, so this is original Biff, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Old Biff, and he believes he's talking to...
Marty Jr.
Marty Jr., played by Marty.
And
oh, look!
And Griff arrives outside with Billy Zane in tow.
Did Billy Zane not age?
Billy Zane doesn't age. Billy Zane is above aging.
Yes, ma'am.
He is the perfect man.
Yes, ma'am.
That respect for the elderly does not exist today, so there is something that, something that came true.
I would be... I mean, listen, old man.
Yeah.
I'm going to shove that stick so far over there...
And he's weird and shouting in public and not caring about anybody else.
No one cares. The girl behind Marty Jr.
It's Pink, the recording artist Pink.
It totally looks like her. And that hairstyle that she has is very, like, Varian.
Yeah, I could see pop stars.
And I believe that's Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood is on the left.
Wild gunman. You know what you just told these kids?
I can shoot guns really well.
He just told these kids, I'm a loser adult. I don't leave this 80s
diner. Which happens.
No offense to loser adults.
I mean...
We're loser adults.
present company notwithstanding.
Yeah. Let's see.
He's a dweeb.
Where is Billy Zane?
He's not here.
I was like, I don't see Billy Zane. And the girl.
Yeah, she's great. Wrong, McFly. You got no scrote.
You can buy nails like that, actually, for Halloween right now. Those are available.
But people wear them year-round. Or out.
You know what surprises me? So, nowadays, right, holidays seem to be starting earlier and earlier.
Yeah.
And yet, in this town, they don't even care that it's almost Halloween. And the stores should all have Christmas decorations already.
That is true.
Another question, where's the pumpkin spice?
Can I get a
were they just on ellipticals in the diner?
Yes, they were.
They're on bikes.
Also,
they'd be really smelly.
Yeah.
Did you notice the makeup that they put on for McFly Jr., for Marty Jr.? He had brown eyes, a little bit bigger teeth, and different eyebrows.
I see.
Yeah, they did make him look different. It was good. It was a good makeup job.
Add a little bit more Jennifer to it. And this is the introduction of the concept of chicken. No, really, of questioning Marty's bravery.
Where is the sound coming from?
It's coming from his chest.
Okay.
Except when you got a giant-ass bat.
Those were really, like, big TVs.
Yeah.
For 2015.
We're a little more advanced in them there. We have made TVs much smaller.
And also a call back to...
Yeah.
Back to Future 1.
I also like that they have the little monitors on the tables. Like iPad size. I would even say iPad mini sizes.
I mean, I've been to restaurants that you have ordering in the table, or you type it in.
Yeah. Again, right, touching a child.
Oh, the cops in 2015 would be all over that.
Yeah. Mattel makes the hoverboard.
Not Lexus.
Guys, for those who want their own hoverboard, I have that information as well.
The Hendo?
The Hendo hoverboard can float an inch off the ground for up to 300 pounds.
That was the, I think that was the one that Tony Hawk rode on and gave his seal.
You cannot escape psychotic bullies, though, is what I've been told.
Hendo and no Lexus has theirs as well, which theirs was a little more impressive, at least in the video. It went over water. It worked on water.
did they
as
actually
long as
show?
It went over water. However, there must be a magnetic plate under said water.
Yes.
I feel like I've seen this scene.
Thank God there are still Jeeps around.
There you go, Biff.
And how do they, as skateboarders, not know what skitching is, to be perfectly honest?
What is skitching for those of us who are not skateboarders?
Yeah, I don't know.
Grabbing onto the back of a car and riding it.
I mean, not that they didn't know. They just, like, he tricked them.
Better up! No, that's later. I'm sorry.
And magic.
Wonderful water sound effect.
Unless you got power.
The insanity of that generation is one of the few things that carries over.
What do you mean?
Oh, please. Damn kids. Get off my hoverboards.
I have always wondered, like, why doesn't it work on water?
Budgetary concerns? Just a wrist strap, that's all you need. Like, they get pulled
like
forward, but their boards stay perfectly still. Better up!
Yeah.
No one ever thinks that, like, he might do this.
No, that would be stupid. He'd get his clothes wet, even though he has an auto-drying jacket.
For those who are in the chat and are confused, we're about to get...
And Marty drops into the water.
There it is. I was like, you describe what's happening.
Pitbull goes away, flying into the courtroom.
Smash!
I want this black glass on buildings.
You see it some places.
It's like tempered, like, the...
He said the SH word.
He said a cuss. He's relatable. Buttheads. So every once in a while, we will say a line at the exact same time as we're hearing it as a way to help sync.
We being Mark.
I'll do it too.
Yeah, I can't do
it. No? Come on.
I'm not as amazing as you boys.
Don't say that.
When it comes to that.
Fair.
I want a jacket that'll dry me.
Your jacket is now dry.
Here's why. Places where there's rain or snow. Not
LA, not
obviously. Well, you wouldn't wear a jacket here.
Did you see that Slurpee cup?
No.
That was a coffee mug with the twirly straw. It said Slurpee on it.
Yep.
Who is
two
this
ties.
Man? Two ties.
He's wearing two ties.
That's a great idea.
Newsflash.
The Cubs win the World Series.
In a sweep.
So they have to sweep.
Miami hat. There is now a Miami team.
Yeah.
So that's fair.
They could not play in the World Series because they're in the same league.
I have that info.
This is one of the most, like...
Yes?
For me, it's like an existential moment of, like, seeing the Cubs. Like, because I'm a Mets fan. Like, third generation, like, diehard Mets fan. It hurts to see, like, my favorite team having to take away a Back to the Future revelation.
So the old man with the...
It physically hurts.
With the Watchtower petition, he was using a basically a tablet, and iPads and have made his tablet look old school.
He has a vintage one from when he was a kid. Back in the early 2000s.
Yeah. He was like a first edition.
And this is where the plot thickens. Biff in his grossly oversized sleeves.
Biff has oversized sleeves?
Yeah.
I was about to ask what happened to Einstein. Oh, he knew you were gone.
He knew. I don't think that's any of your goddamn business, Doc.
Does no one notice the creepy old man just watching them?
They're busy. They have stuff to deal with.
Ambling away.
Oh.
Thumb Bandits Strike was whatever. One of the other.
Oh, look.
Drone camera.
Yeah, that's a thing. We have drones.
A 360 drone camera, which also exists.
Yeah. Wall-mounted flat screens TV that allow you to watch six channels definitely exist.
Definitely a thing. We have that at the studio, but it's a security camera.
I mean, we're watching giant flat screen TV right now.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if we wanted to do picture and picture and picture and picture, we could.
Oh, yeah.
We just don't want to. And he's stealing the hoverboard and the almanac.
And how did he buy it with, like, ancient money?
No,
oh, no, he had
the
$50. That's right, that's right.
Gosh.
Sorry.
Mark. Marty.
Marty. And I like Doc's train shirt. He's really retro.
That is...
And it's kind of an indicator of three.
Yeah, I was like, that's a foreshadow right yeah. there. Wow. He looks so old all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Oh, the police.
The popo.
Finally.
Someone does something. Lady cops.
Two lady cops.
Thumb identification.
Totally a thing. You guys all unlock your phones like that.
Yeah.
I don't.
I mean, I don't. I have a
4S. I do. I just love that feature so much.
I have a 4S.
Even though the government can now track what I do with my phone.
Yeah.
Woo!
Using your thumb for a signature?
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yep. No way to pirate that.
Yeah.
Yet.
Good call. I feel like they added
is
in...
That looks like the current Reebok logo on the spray painted on
it does
the
a
side.
A little bit.
I didn't see it.
A little bit on the nose?
I feel like they're making him say Great Scott more because it's like his catchphrase.
See that
oh,
R?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of looks like the current Reebok logo.
Huh.
Yeah, it really does.
Because he's said Great Scott twice already.
No, I mean, they definitely had him punch up some of his dialogue.
Catchphrase! We gotta say the catchphrase!
People are gonna make crappy shirts about this in the future. And good ones.
Oh no. Guys, this is when the plot thickens.
The S hits the F.
Fan? You can't say fan?
No, I wasn't going to say fan. I was going to say something else.
Why would the S hit the F?
Why not?
That's how yeast Whatever, infections happen.
No judgment.
Yeah.
Whatever you're into.
Everything stays in this room. It's not like we're being broadcasted live on the internet.
Yep.
Chat, don't acknowledge that.
Boo,
I like the holographic police, like, yeah.
Boo is pointing out that we still have doorknobs and keys to open the door.
Not entirely.
Yeah.
There are ones where you can open up locks from your phone.
Yeah. I mean, we could turn cars on with our phone now.
Yeah. Or just to press a button.
We should have lights like that instead of the stupid long ones.
Yeah.
I like this one spinning one in the middle. AT&T.
And they're just coming in and putting her down on the couch. Like, hello?
There it is. Lights on.
Voice activated.
I mean,
but specific to her voice.
Yeah.
Which that is technology that we have. It's not as widespread, but like an Xbox can, like, with a Kinect can, like, distinguish voices and faces.
Our lady cops don't look like strippers as much as those ones do. Which I'm going to say we should work on that.
I'm happy you said it because I was going to say it. Just like those look like costumes.
Yeah.
We need the chime to go a little bit more.
Oh, they would get married with him wearing
Chapel
a shirt.
Chapel O' Love.
Guys, he's wearing the shirt, the like tuxedo shirt.
That's
no,
it's
a
changing.
Thing.
It's changing.
That's like a real thing.
Yeah.
No doorknob.
There's someone at the door.
Yeah, we still keep the
answer the damn door.
The backup.
Harry Potter.
Oh no. Guys. He makes such a pretty girl.
That
I think.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They just made him up to look just like it.
But also, I think you hold him upside down, you can't really tell.
Yeah.
That's really
so
funny.
Weird. That's so.
So wait, that's not
Crispin
Glover.
Glover. That's the name I'm looking for. In my rear display. As opposed
it's a
to
rearview
mirror.
Mirror. Come on, you're
no,
not that
rear
feature
display.
Man.
That's what we have. We have rear displays
like,
now.
The like oh, that's screen.
Right.
Yeah,
the screen that should. All right.
It's a screen.
But also, no offense to any octogenarians who are watching us live, but old people who are adept at technology.
Yeah.
And the current technology.
Yeah. He has a flip phone. He had a thin...
Close.
It was a very thin flip phone. Which, we had the Razor phones. Remember those?
Michael J. Fox does look a little too comfortable walking in heels. I will say that. Good for him.
Good for him.
So weird.
Yeah.
I didn't know that for, like, years and years. Like, I had no idea.
Like, until the Nutty Professor?
They're pointing out in the chat that we don't have pizza hydrators yet.
That was... What's one thing as a kid growing up watching this movie that you wanted? Because for me, it was that pizza hydrator. Because like I could have a bunch of mini pizzas from Pizza Hut, and they'll be fresh in my house.
That was a very cool thing.
Yeah. Pizza's great.
I think as a kid, it might have been. It was definitely. I mean, it was the flying car. Like I know,
but
it's,
we
I
couldn't
know that's
even
boring.
Drive.
I know, but you could fly.
Oh look at. We do
he
have
paid
things
with
you can,
his thumb.
But we do have the things where you can get a receipt printed from like a car, you know?
Now
well,
we
now
just
they just
email
mail
it
to you, yeah.
That too, but you can still get it printed, guys.
Shut up.
Shut up, stop making me look bad.
Hydroponics on that scale?
I mean, I had a little hydroponic, like, herb garden at one point. With, like, you know, you can put, like, basil and stuff, and it's just, like, it's small. It doesn't drop down from the ceiling. But I know that those things do exist.
I know you already mentioned the multi-channels,
yeah.
But...
Yeah, we can totally do this.
Having like, a 3DS, your computer screen, your TV, and your iPad.
Yeah. I mean, even just, like, in an Xbox, you can do the little, like, sides.
Yeah.
The snap to the side and watch two things.
So we see also voice command, food cooking, and controls of the household. We may not be able to do exactly all that, but
what can I help you
with our Siri, we could do whatever we want.
What can I help you with today?
I mean, Siri, Cortana, like Nest, like, all those things. Like,
that
it's all
Amazon-y one where he asks her all the questions but doesn't let her finish. Hate that commercial.
That was a fun joke.
Watching TV for a
time? Yeah, watching, and today
watching
we are all addicted
watching
to
watching a
television.
Little TV for it. Like, he's addicted to it.
It says sucks.
Well, yeah, it's run down.
I know, but I like it. Our drones don't yet walk our dogs.
Not yet.
Soon.
But you know as soon as we invent that, they're going to call it Rosie.
I love that.
Glad one of you got that.
I love the Flintstones.
This.
The Jetsons.
It was a joke.
Sorry.
Jetsons took place in 1999.
Yes, it did.
The future.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I remember when that happened, I was sad.
I like the green screen trash that they had.
Yeah.
And again, nobody noticed. Well, I guess here, flying cars are a thing, so.
Pizza Hut sponsored this.
What would happen if you just like took a bite of that?
Black and Decker.
Yeah, Black and Decker, get on it.
That'd be like those like survival rations where they have like 400 calories in like a tiny square. Half green onions, half.
Wait, can we talk about how the pan wasn't hot?
It was a hydrator.
Yeah, but it still, I'm sure, would be hot.
I mean, if you, metal doesn't have time to get hot in 4 seconds, even
though
they magic the food to do it.
Two ties again. I like that the ties match.
That's professional, yeah.
He's got VR going on.
We definitely have Oculus Rift, Google Glass.
Google Glass, I think, is the closest thing. Video phone?
Oh, yeah. I like that all their phones ring.
Well, because they think that that's one thing they got wrong, that we still have landlines.
Right.
Ugh. Never looked better.
Oh, Flea. I'm really glad we have video chatting.
Yeah.
The double tie.
Yeah.
We've said that like three times.
I know. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it.
I like that they make the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two sunbursts.
I also really like that we have all of his vitals as we're talking to him, so that like if you forget.
Sport. Oh, he plays slam ball.
He's
not
political.
That was a thing for a little while.
Oh, Marty.
Food preferences: steak, Mex. Oh, he's an avid basketball fan. That's good to know. Shut up, Siri. Oh, sorry.
I mean, we kind of do that. Like, you get a call from somebody. You're like, I've met this person before. Facebook. Oh, okay, yeah, that time we hung out at.
This guy likes beer and Mexican food.
I think it's the same setup from Needles.
Oh, you can.
That's like
fine.
Snapchat.
Yeah.
What?
There you go.
Those don't exist anymore.
Fax machine.
In case you didn't get. And I like how there's a printer in the closet. Just as a back. Oh, bathroom.
Oh, man.
Van Gogh judges you.
I have. In the chat room, someone letting me know that hydrators have a pan cooling technology. I'll accept it.
Nice.
We'll accept
new headcanon accepted.
Nice.
The pizza plate.
That said, if she were to talk to this Marty,
say
he would completely.
It ain't so.
He would know what's up.
Yeah. He would completely understand.
He kind of started to play Say It Ain't So.
Possibly.
It was a similar chord progression. It's weird. Sweet plastic hair, bro.
I remember this. Almost remember.
Cool, she's out.
Yeah.
I didn't have to drug her again.
I was running out of drugs.
For when I... drug women.
digital drugs.
I know where your head's going, and I think it's a Cosby reference.
No, I was going to, this is another part where we see Justin Roiland going into the Rick and Morty territory of just like,
yeah,
I'm just going to drug people at my leisure.
I definitely thought you were going to go in there. It's 2015. Cosby reference.
Bill Cosby, still relevant as ever.
Yep. Boo is weirdly craving pizza now.
No, I kind of want to order one digitally from my Pocket Infinity, which is my iPhone, and get one walked in.
Seriously.
While we're doing it.
So wait, so this is what I'm trying to the logic here. Biff travels back. He's back here now.
Yeah.
He's the only one that uses time properly. He goes, I have to go back to this like exact. I don't remember what second it was, but he goes back to like the minute after he left. But he used it to go back to 1955.
When Biff goes back and then comes forward again, mm-hmm. shouldn't it have been altered by what he did?
No, that's what created the Splinter paradox. So they went back to 85. Yeah, that's fair.
Just going back, like, he altered it then, and now they've gone back to the altered version.
I don't want to say what I want to say.
No, say what you want to say.
I want to say wibbly wobbly time.
Yeah.
It's a rug. I get it.
It's the one, like, logic issue this movie ever has, because everything else is so perfect.
Okay, so Biff just went back to the 50s, right?
Yes, he went back to the 50. He went to 55 and then came back to 2015.
So, when he got back to 2015...
Well, they try to explain it. Doc tries to explain it in a little bit.
Well, let's let Doc explain, and then maybe we'll see if he answers my
question.
See if it helps at all.
God, I'm trying to help. Except it was morning.
Yeah,
it's like he's
all
done
day.
This before.
He's like, don't worry, Monty. This is my... I've read things about it.
I think this happens. I think this will be fine, guys.
Should be fine in the
future. She definitely won't remember it, so it's fine. It doesn't count if she doesn't remember, right?
All right, now you... Doc, I don't think that's okay. I don't want to hang out with you anymore. You keep insisting we drug my girlfriend, future
there's
wife.
There's a pack of wild dogs.
Dude, it's 1985.
Yeah, wild dogs, so metal.
What is on top of his house?
An antenna.
For?
Whatever.
Is that
That's how you got television.
An antenna that big in the 80s?
Sure. Maybe this version of George got into a ham radio.
Sure, I'll
even
take
though
it.
This isn't their house anymore.
I'll take it. That's what you do to your kids who keep sneaking out.
Whee!
You teach them a lesson.
Let's add this to the crimes that Marty has committed, breaking and entering.
It's his own house, though.
Is it?
He thinks.
Is it?
Get off the little girl's bed. Kill him.
Oh, it's Black
Kill
Dynamite.
Kill him. Seriously.
Probably the wrong thing to say, Marty. Housing crisis? Even though we're back in 1985. Housing crisis?
There's a cop car that has just run off the road
into
and has been
car.
Left there.
Well, dude,
this one's still on fire.
The guy crashed into it, went, I gotta get out of here, and just totally bailed. Oh, look, murder. That's great.
A double murder.
Homicide. But they didn't even block it. I'm like,
he's like,
whatevs.
Wait a minute, am I Batman now? Is this Crime Alley?
I must avenge Hill Valley.
This is like the most dramatic music for... ostensibly, like a time-traveling buddy comedy. It's like, this is like 40s, 50s intense drama. Like, my father won't let me go to the marriage. Ah! That was a weird sentence, I realized.
Yeah, well, I don't know what that means.
My father won't let me go to the marriage. I'll believe it.
October 26th.
No papers in my town. Boy, are you a sight for sore eyes. It's a thing. It's time. All things.
This is the second time someone's threatened his nuts.
Yeah. Like I said, Mad Max. It was a prequel for Mad Max.
Yeah.
They really hate their former principal.
I mean, he was
kind of a D-bag.
I was looking for that.
You have a short range... whatever.
Slackers.
That's his action movie line? Slackers! Yeah.
This...
it's red.
Drunk pedestrian.
This is like the... welcome, bikers. Hey, Trump Towers.
Have you seen the meme that's like Trump comes back? Trump is in the future and doesn't like Trump is Biff and yeah. Bernie Sanders is Doc.
Somebody vibrated.
This looks like the future from. There's a movie called. Oh crap! And I lost the reference, so I'll skip it. Totally skip it.
Yeah, I think Mike Leamy in the chat has it right. This movie is so strange.
Yeah.
Oh, Streets of Fire. This is the Streets of Fire version of 1985, which is a guilty movie pleasure if I've ever heard one.
Yeah.
You should all probably watch Guilty Movie Pleasure on
Toxic
the Popcorn Talk
Waste
Network.
Reclamation Plant.
What surprises me is this feels very
real?
90s.
Well, is I mean
we're in 85. We're a new alternate 85, but it feels very 90s,
well,
right?
Biff never grew up. So, I mean, he's in that age of, like, stiltedness where he stays a certain age despite getting older.
Right.
I don't mean in, like, a time aspect. I mean, like, in a mental capacity. Like,
right.
He never grows up, so he... That's our first, well, second glimpse, I guess, at Back to the Future 3.
Yeah. When he turned 21?
Yeah, because then you could gamble.
I see.
Would you go all out if you had the sports almanac? Would you make small bets here and there, or one huge bet?
I would have to test it out, like start small. Like I've read some. There's in the book Replay, which was the basis for Groundhog Day, like loose basis. The guy travels back and he like does that because he's doing 30 years back.
Yeah.
Actually, same thing, 80s to the 50s. He starts betting, but people start taking notice.
Mm.
Like, why does this guy... like, because if you're betting... when betting is illegal, you have to go underground to do it, and so gangsters start to take notice when you rip them off a lot.
There's Billy Zane. And 3D's got better glasses on.
Interesting.
Great parallel.
But you could already tell that there's a difference.
Yeah. Because you know what's happening.
Yeah. That first reveal is so good that this one's just kind of like, ah, cool, they're doing it again.
Because in the first one, there's like, because you're coming in fresh, like there is like a thought like, oh, maybe he was dreaming.
Ooh, Mike has a really good question in the chat world. Does the almanac change for Biff as time passes? Whoa, that cleavage.
Kind of. She got a lot of work done.
Sorry, that cleavage got distracting.
Naturally. And she still got the like, she didn't sound
He's
that.
He's staring
kind of
at her chest.
Yeah, he also stared at it when he was in the car with her.
Yeah.
He gets distracted by it, which makes me wonder if he's ever seen boobs in his life.
Probably not.
I mean, what? He's like 16. He hasn't gotten Jennifer to the lake.
Fair point.
And how does he look just like George and Lorraine when Biff is his father? Whatever.
Boo
says that's right. Never mind. I totally forgot.
He's not.
Your
yeah,
kid,
he's
not,
not.
Totally forgot.
Not his. Boo says there's a deleted scene where Marty bumps into his brother.
Oh, all right.
Interesting.
I vaguely remember it. I haven't watched it in, like, since I got the DVD.
I never got to see it.
And push.
Okay. So
spousal abuse.
Biff.
Sweet Western shirts.
Attempted to rape her as a teenager. She left him. Had babies with someone else. Mm-hmm. Then Biff took her, was like, I want you still. I'm going to continue to abuse you and probably rape you.
It was, hold on. Check it out. Who cares about that? But... And she wanted a better. Sorry, this is plot stuff.
You want to tell the people listening
yeah,
what's happening?
Sorry. Biff's essentially keeping Lorraine with a threat.
Right.
Even in this timeline, Joey's still in jail.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's where he belongs.
He likes it there, apparently.
He feels very comfortable.
He cries whenever we take him out.
Yeah. Mm. I love that.
Why an hour?
What are you going
are you
to
going?
Do? He's going to the toilet.
I got... And all my friends are coming with me.
Come on, gang.
Let's go take a group poop. It's just fun to say that.
I like that group.
And then it's like the same way that when they got in the car in the 50s, there's the one guy who goes,
this is actually a really sad statement. Uh-huh. Like, I had it coming. Like, there's like...
No. This time.
Those boobs are very weird.
Also, the dress isn't on.
Right. Yeah, obviously he died.
Bum, bum, bum.
Again, more like science fiction-y 50s classic movie schlock.
Yeah.
Just like, what? Sweeping.
And then the windy cemetery you have to climb through.
Yeah. George Douglas.
And nice. I mean, this is a nice parallel to the third, like, with all the tombstones they're going to have to deal with.
Might be the same cemetery.
I guess it would be.
Did we ever hear why Uncle Joey's in jail?
I don't think so.
He likes the regulation? I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe in a deleted scene. Scene 73. No. Oh, please, God, no. For anybody playing at home, that is three God knows and four this can't be happening. He seems pretty...
This is your fault.
How did you not stop me?
Yeah, you messed up.
Well, smartass, you remember that little almanac? What did I say?
Did it say author murdered? Or?
Local author.
Local author murdered.
Okay, because his book wasn't published until 1985.
No, that was his new book.
Ah, I see,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah. He was already successful.
Right, 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 you're right.
By the 80s.
My mistake.
Uh-huh. See, here's the explanation part.
Everyone say hola real quick.
Hola!
Hola.
There you go. I love this.
Best time travel explanation ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, parallel universe. Yeah, idiot. It's your
fault. Seriously, that's such a, like...
Ah, the receipt. That's a cool receipt. I want receipts like those.
I don't get it. Well, it's because you're an idiot.
Yes, you idiot.
He's still so stoked about time travel, though. It's like, somebody else did it, and it still worked for them. That's pretty great.
He made a real simple interface for a time machine. Can also point out, like, earlier in this scene, like, Marty ripped the page out of the book again.
Yeah.
Like, he has a problem, like, ripping pages out of... Like, leave it in the book,
He's
man.
Just got Pink Floyd playing him, and we don't need
if
no
you
education.
Need the, if you need the information, you can copy it down onto a separate piece of paper.
I mean, the good news is, in the future, we don't really have books.
Yeah.
That's... This is why the tablet was created.
People just rip CDs, like, and burn and torrent.
It's like, I only wanted this digitally. One song. He rips the CD in half, like, breaks it.
I don't think that's how that works.
Nah.
Shut up. Shut up, old man.
You don't know technology.
I'm the kid. Yeah, so maybe not. Interesting.
He said back to the future. We go back to the future.
But they didn't say two.
Nixon to seek fifth term.
Vows to end Vietnam War by 1985.
What a world we live in.
Hey, wait, what is that? What is that under there?
It was something to stop pollution.
Pollution alert. Wait, he, instead of tearing it out, he just drops the other pages.
It's like, I can't tear this. Why don't we go to the exact same time where we have footage of from... Oh. And another allusion to three.
So, I wonder...
Wonder.
After the first movie, do we know when they decide to make a sequel?
And then, offhand, no, but as a world, probably.
And then, when did they decide to go from... the second movie to a Western? And, like, was that decided as well?
I think once the first one happened... Two and three were like, okay, now we'll finish out a trilogy.
Okay.
As with most trilogies that aren't originally written as such.
Yeah, I think they knew going into... I mean, clearly from all the references, they knew going into this movie that they were also going to have a third.
Yeah, but the second movie concludes with the starting of the... Or the first movie concludes with the starting of the second movie.
I think it was probably the we want to, so we need to like make the studio want it.
Yeah. All right.
I'm doing an old man voice. Start talking. I mean,
yeah, that was it.
Tom sounds exactly the same. He just says okay, even though he hates this guy.
Yeah, but they all know what's happening.
He knows what's about. He
knows what his plan is, but still.
He's the classic villain. Like, he needs to brag and flaunt before he takes care of the hero.
In the security camera footage that we saw behind Biff on the side, they have a camera pointed at urinals.
Do that? What?
I just
which side? The back side or the front side?
Like at the urinal. I was there. According to Alyssa in the chat, two and three were shot at the same time.
Yeah.
I was unaware. Thanks, Alyssa. I am full of questions.
So that means he would have had to have learned it from his dad when he was like four.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
I don't see the resemblance. I did it! I quoted it on
time.
There
you go. We nailed it. That's it for the watch along. Everybody was sitting on. So.
I did it! I've never done it. Why would he let you touch it, kid?
And it's just in a Ziploc.
My question is, why does Biff really like leopard print?
Because he's a D-bag.
Yeah.
Because it's classy.
The classiest.
I need an indicator.
I guess that's
And he really does print. Like matchbooks.
He likes prints.
Matchbooks
really.
Aren't really a thing
His
anymore.
Logo's the same as his wiper, like his
wiper
car
business.
Washing business.
That's a fun callback.
Yeah.
Hit him with a flare gun.
It's a very tiny gun.
That's the 80s. Dang. What the hell is that? Don't believe it.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
A hubcap. Whee!
Wait, you
Ooh,
can't keep,
that was a bad landing.
You can't keep calling her a bitch. Like, yeah. You're sleeping with her. You're raping her, really.
I mean, that's Biff is a time rapist.
Time rapist.
Hey, he's running for some reason. Let's shoot him.
I want to see the doctor fight that.
Time rapist?
A time rapist?
Now we're going into some
no.
very weird...
Let's
this is
just
not...
end... We should end this now.
No, I was going to say, talk about it on Predictions for Doctor Who, which you can watch Sundays on the AfterBuzz TV network.
10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Hey!
We are all about plugging the other shows.
Like action movie anatomy, video game movie anatomy, several things, just to ignore whatever's happening down below my microphone. I'm a consummate professional, if that's what you were going to ask.
I just...
Why
really,
do you run to the roof?
That hurts. Yes, slapping yes, cement?
Mike's favorite moment seems to be coming up. Yeah. He says, check out Biff's reaction to Marty jumps.
He sounds like Grunkle Stan from Gravity Falls.
I believe that. What? Biff killed his father.
Oh, I'm going to reload it again. You don't know what that means.
I don't think that is
that's
how
not poetic,
poetic justice.
That's not how that works.
Yeah, I don't think that's
I mean, this
it.
Is a guy who gets...
Love it.
All right, I did it.
I can't breathe through my nose, so I have to breathe through my mouth.
That was, like, on par with George's...
Yeah.
Oh, he's not wearing underwear. Oh,
yes, he is, and they're leopard
it
print.
It was a joke.
That's leopard print.
That's why I want wing doors.
To take out would-be assailants if
yes.
you're ever on a roof?
Yes.
Sounds good. I'll
you mean it. The same way that you could open a door and take out bicyclists?
Hey, that happened.
I know.
Yeah, that happened to my friend recently,
yeah.
actually.
Just kidding, guys. Moving on.
The day of the dance. Like, Marty's just like, whatever.
Oh, no. Yeah, you think?
Actually, should we land so you could fix that? That'd be great.
It said 85, like 1885, right? That was the time
that was another
to.
Cheese.
Yeah. Mm.
MacGuffin, you say? All right.
Nice.
So that's an interesting fact about like the time travel. Like if any time displaced person will still be there in the same place, like,
even
the same space location and time, like regardless of what you change in the past.
So that changes that though. The more we think about the rules and how simple they are, the more complex they are.
But I think it's actually pretty simple. Like, basically, if you have traveled through time, you behave differently within the space-time continuum.
Okay,
yeah, because
yeah,
you've got all
it.
Of that
time
void
energy.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Void stuff.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Yes!
That's why Marty didn't change when he came from 55 to 85.
Yeah.
Ah. Why is it cold?
He's not wearing his life preserver. He's not wearing his three other layers.
Yeah, he's...
It's... Yeah, but... But it's... Guys, it's November, right? They're November 12th in California. It's like 55 degrees.
But this is before global warming. This is before global warming. It actually might be snowing any minute now because this is we're in 55.
Wait, stop running back and forth.
Back to the that's the joke.
Love it.
That was smart.
What? Explain
how he got the money?
No, why it's separated by years.
Because there are minute changes from year to year. So,
I see.
Yeah, because if you accidentally hand somebody a 1965 20
right.
in 1955, there's going to be a lot of questions.
But could you not just be like, this is before this and this one's from before this?
I thought you were going to stop at, could you not?
I mean, but that's what it is, right? He's like, this is from 1914, so like, this is good from any time after 1914.
Yeah.
All right.
And then once he's done time traveling, he can go to the future, sell it all as antiques, and then just retire.
Fair point. What a jerk!
If this wasn't a family movie, I would half expect him just to flip them off and walk away. It's like, deuces, yeah. Kids!
Yeah.
What good way to fit in.
Stop!
What?
Vibrating.
I turned mine on Do Not Disturb.
It's distracting me.
So, Yael, if you could turn your phone off, please, that would be great.
It's his.
I know, I'm joking.
Does this song just play on loop in this town?
I mean, in an 85 where multiple Huey Lewis songs
55.
Can play? No, I mean...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, Boo asks if... Doc robbed the banks multiple times.
I think he just went into antique shops because you can get antique money places. Because it doesn't have value.
Where
anymore.
Does he have the money to buy the?
Where money? Does he have the money
to
do
buy
the
money?
Science.
Shh.
Fair.
He steals plutonium.
Emma Brown. Yeah. I feel
government
I don't remember
contracts?
When it's established, but I feel like family money is established at some
animated
point.
Series.
I assume in the first nice. The first time when he goes back and he's in the mansion.
Yeah.
Again, his poor nuts.
Yeah, well, he's not
hashtag
having kids
Marty's
now.
Marty's poor nuts.
You know what he thinks about that dress? That looks like a rapeable dress.
That looks
dress.
Like something I'm going to rip off later.
Watch me mac on these girls.
I just thought of a terrible joke.
I want to hear it.
Hey, Lorraine, how much was that dress? Because it looks like a ripoff.
Whoa,
nice.
Whoa. He
yeah,
just
totally.
Lifted her skirt.
Yeah, I was trying to avoid that part with another equally terrible thing.
Gross. Oh, look, she's in this movie, too.
You were the person that gave an up-down to a dude with purple underwear. I don't want anything from you.
He's gonna make underwear one day. Ew. Really?
For my $2 million.
Kick him in the shin? Girl, his nuts you hit.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Whether you like it or not.
Sure, that's what... Following
he
statement.
Shouted that in front of a lot of people.
Yeah.
How do you know how to turn on a car?
Well, I mean, that was
that
the thing.
They established that.
They established nobody can do
I
it.
I know. It's just really funny.
Like, boo, my brain hurts just trying to figure out this movie.
Lorraine should have bought a rape whistle instead of a dress.
I don't think anyone would know what that was in the 50s, so they'd be like, who's whistling? They just start whistling, too.
Punch him in the face. I like, oh God, they made this editing this scene so easy because there's the line right in the middle of them. They're not crossing it,
but the camera's moving in. Like, this is still, it's still good.
Yeah,
but yeah, the line helps.
Yeah, and Marty never crossed that line either.
Yeah.
The tree, get out of here! Bah! Yep.
This is when I learned what that was.
Oh yeah. Oh.
And went, oh, that's
it. All makes sense now.
Oh, I get. That's funny. Let me find something on this radio.
Look at how thin that book is, but it has every result for 50 years of sports.
Yeah.
Here's. How did they, like, at this moment, there is the ending of a sports game. What?
It's like it's magic or something.
Yeah, why aren't you listening, Biff?
Close your mouth.
No, Biff never closes his mouth.
Okay.
He's a mouth breather.
No, you don't have a safe.
Why are the old people always touching the young people in inappropriate
ways? Well, it's himself.
Ways? So it's... Okay.
I sit corrected.
Yeah.
I want you to take out a gun and shoot him.
Just throw him off the roof.
Throw him off
a
roof.
Nothing could possibly go wrong if you do that. You got a kid.
What? Slowly falling asleep. The one thing they lock is garages.
I mean, because his car. Dude, where do you think you're going? You need to be in there anyway.
Yeah. Biff's gone. I'm going to take a nap, Doc. Also, how far away are they? And those walkie-talkies work fine.
I had a very similar thought. Who voices the grandma? What are the chances it's
Biff? And what is she
doing
now?
Right? Doesn't it sound like he's doing her voice?
It's possible.
I'm gonna look that
Insult
up.
That actress. Gertrude Tannen.
What?
Gertrude Tannen is the credit.
Where?
No, it's out, when you find it will say...
Oh, I was like, how do I not see this? Uh-huh,
interesting uh-huh. television.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Basketball Kid, Babs, Marvin Berry. Oh, we're back. Huh.
I don't see it.
Huh, non-credited. Could have been Spielberg for all we know.
He can't make that voice.
And whose bike did he steal? And hat did he steal?
A little girl.
He probably bought it. He has a bunch of money.
Yeah, that's fair.
Great song.
Yeah.
No way he hears that.
And also, how far away? How far away is the school
that he has to go through a tunnel? Yeah. Another question. Where is this tunnel?
Hollywood Hills. It's the Sepulveda Pass. It's not true at all.
I was like, I don't think that's true.
It's not true.
Do you know where the tunnel is?
Like in real life?
Yeah. Where is that tunnel?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Could that be the tunnel at Griffith Observatory?
Maybe.
There's a small tunnel you have to go through.
Single lane tunnel?
Yeah, it's very small.
We did just
was it
have,
the tunnel to Toontown?
We had the conversation about Doc on a bike, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the rumor that, or the theory that the guy riding his bike behind the scene where Doc is talking to the cop was Doc from this timeline.
Yes.
It lines up. It's yeah. It's just not. It's. I mean, I didn't do it's, that intentionally, but it works.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely thought he was going to say, you must stop using the word heavy.
What, you can't do it your damn self? Lazy ass Doc Brown.
Oh, yeah.
You sound familiar.
No way he's going to question that this person magically knows what he needs.
What is this angle you're doing, sir?
He's revealing all of his bits.
He knows.
There's that word again.
He knows. He knows.
Doc is smart. Like, past Doc, like... He knows, like, he has to know what's up.
Yeah. But also, he did just take a pretty bad hit to the head recently.
That's fair.
So.
That's fair.
No.
He could be like, everybody sounds like Bubbles. It could happen. Who knows? And we're back at the Enchantment Under the Sea Dance. With Biff entering through a service entrance for some reason.
Everybody cool enters from the service entrance, man.
Yeah.
It's closer.
Including Marty the G-Man McFly.
Now there's no service. They just took the footage they already had and drew circles around it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly what happened. Welcome to... So film is a thing. What?
Explain it.
How is nobody saying anything? T-shirt and a greaser jacket and a hat. Or is the disguise working too well?
Oh my goodness!
What Who kind brought of
la la la?
Kind of
oh,
bad
it's Biff.
Porn.
Yeah,
kind
Biff,
of bad
3D,
porn
Billy
is that?
Zane. I don't care what Billy Zane's character name. Oh, he's still another dance. Oh, there he is.
That's like weak porn.
It's the 50s.
Oh yeah, I'm disappointed.
It's not like where you can literally type anything into a search engine and go, oh, cool, somebody else is into this.
Oh, cool.
This is
Millions
pre-Tumblr, all right?
Pre-Pornhub?
You know, they're actually being somewhat giving. They're helping out. They're spiking the punch bowl for everyone.
So,
yeah, that's nice.
I hope everybody could draw it as well as I...
Well, why would you pour out the rest of that? Why did you pour out there was still drops
and
left?
And give it back to him.
Here's an empty bottle.
Just for him to throw.
Yeah. That was weird.
He knew that he needed to break something. Yeah. They knew Biff was having
go, buddy.
A bad day.
Yeah, but you finish it in your mat.
His
anyway.
Girl's at the dance with somebody else.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're just trying to be pals.
Okay.
What you got there?
Oh, man.
Marty's just like, well, this is uncomfortable.
This is going to be a little bit different. Let me just touch on your butt.
That was beautiful.
You're welcome. I do what I can.
Yeah. Sir, you were like 5 foot.
Butt grabbing. Ooh. Marty is into grabbing some butts.
You're like 5 foot nothing, and you think that you could do that from down there?
Reaching up.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Hmm.
Yeah, got him.
You're a slacker.
If that didn't hit home before, I'm going to keep saying it again and again until it does.
Slacker!
One day it's going to catch on, you'll see.
Ugh.
Imagine having to relive
the most
painful, awkward moment of your life.
But he doesn't have to feel the same way because he knows how it ends and how everything goes, so he can have that.
Yes,
that
she
catharsis
kisses
of,
him.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Also, if you go onto michaeljfox.org on Twitter, this is real. This is today, coming spring 2016. It's Michael J. Fox wearing the power lace shoes.
Oh!
So if you go onto Twitter.
Are they going to like be actually mass produced, or are we going to have to spend $10,000?
Probably going to be a limited release.
Well, limited to like.
But MichaelJFox.org is the that has the Twitter.
Ah, not
his personal, not real Mike Fox.
That's interesting. Why?
Because it's his charity organization.
Ah, smart.
Yeah, he wants to bring attention
real
to it.
Real smart.
Yeah.
No radio, no nothing.
Yell's going to retweet that for us.
There you go.
That is correct. Yell is retweeting.
So you can check Yell's Twitter feed.
At Yell Teagle, YaelTygiel. Although, I feel like MichaelJFox.org is shorter and easier to spell. Your call, guys. Your call.
I can't imagine that. Well, I guess I could. We don't get too much into Strickland, but the fact that he's just in his office instead of being able to be on the dance floor calling people slacker to their face.
He was on the dance floor a minute ago.
Yeah,
I feel like also there are very few chaperones at this dance.
Yeah.
Which
well,
is
that's
surprising.
That's why there's the dude on the floor who's flipping getting a peep show when he's flipping terrible.
Doesn't his hand
kick?
There it is.
Ow. So yeah, we literally just watched his hand get crashed. By the chair, if you were looking,
but I just
for something.
Like just peel back.
Oh, good thing this one doesn't have to play the guitar.
Yes, and bad luck that Strickland doesn't even just throw it away. Just throw it away. There you go.
My question is, what happened to the porn?
It's
right there.
Yeah. $4.50 for that?
That's expensive. When you can get a cup of coffee for a nickel?
That's really
expensive. Or your thoughts for
a
nickel?
That's incredibly expensive.
Nowadays, you can get it for like $3. And it's got more. You have more than just the damn cover.
Yeah, but I'm an old man in a dance. This'll look weird. Will it? We were openly walking in the hallway.
Yelling about trying to make your parents mate.
We have to make your parents mate! Somebody should stop that man.
Boo asks, how does Marty not need to go to therapy after all this?
Who says he doesn't?
Yeah.
He does.
Therapy wasn't as widespread in the 80s. By the 90s, he's like full on like
especially in 2015
God.
when he pulls up his guitar and is just like at everything. And my favorite background character, aside from Billy Zane, of course,
Pride.
Oh, we get to watch them fall in love again. That's actually really cute.
For some reason, I just got the Lord of the Rings theme in my head for some reason.
Wrong theme.
I could see that from that bit of the music. I see where you're...
Gotta go play music.
I love him so much. Who the hell are you supposed to be? Take his wallet? Some guy's wallet. I'm pretty sure he took his wallet.
I like that people were like, okay,
Yeah. Hey!
That's Biff. He deserves it.
He just punched a guy who's down.
Yeah.
But he's wearing a sweet hat. He must be an authority figure.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Aw, poor Billy Zane. Leave the bike. Take the DeLorean.
I mean, yeah. Wouldn't you?
Depends. How fast does the bike have to go to travel back in time?
Fun fact, Biff Tannen was named after studio executive Ned Tannen.
Ooh.
I'm full of fun facts. Love you all
the time. Wait a minute.
Yes?
I wonder how much was reshot and if they recast anybody.
From this? From like, one. I mean, you never know. They could have just had alternate takes.
Yeah.
Wider shots.
They didn't use.
That's the production stuff that I would like to know about.
I don't have that, but I do have.
What the crap?
That the initial script had Emmett Brown building a time machine out of a refrigerator.
Yeah, that was with the nuclear facility.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that they decided not to because they thought kids might try to imitate it and lock themselves in a fridge.
I'm going to go back in time. You're going to go forward in time.
That's fair. I might have tried to get in a fridge.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's where they made Indiana Jones do it. Nobody would do that. What's that awesome riff? I love that song.
Oh, remember when I asked about the 88 miles per hour?
Yeah.
It's the they think the number was because it's easy to remember.
That sounds right.
Huh. Guess I should have read this before I asked questions.
Stop shouting! Sorry.
There are a lot of shouters.
Doc, I don't think anyone can hear us!
He stole your wallet!
Yeah, he took your wallet. I think he took his wallet. He said the same thing four times.
Yeah, imagine getting that script. You're like, I have one line. I get to say it four times, but I have one line.
Well, also, what the hell, CPR?
Oh, yeah,
you're
two.
In Back to the Future 2. Shut up and take your lines.
We need some, like, 5 extra minutes of tension.
I have a question about 3D.
Ask us.
Was 3D a thing in the 50s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when 3D first showed up.
It wasn't,
yeah. Classic red and blue. It's like the blob and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Interesting.
What's great about this movie is the amount of references they have to the original. Because the sequel, they always do it. But this one, it's so clean. It never feels forced.
And they make it a part of the plot to where it has you have to do this.
Like him getting away just before he calls, mm-hmm. like before Marvin Barry dials the phone.
Guys, the song Johnny Be Good was not released until 1958.
No, yeah, that
but
was
Chuck Berry did write it in 1955. According to Berry, the song is partly autobiographical and references the fact that he was born on Good Avenue in St. Louis. This movie reveals that Chuck Berry actually stole the song from Marty, thanks to the phone call, blah, blah, blah. Chuck was not against borrowing from other artists. Interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of different theories about the music and everything.
For those who don't know, I'm reading an article on Nerdorama.com by Alan Kistler, who happened to also write the definitive book on Doctor Who history.
Oh, so he knows a thing or two about time travel, maybe. A
little bit. Sharing all his fun facts.
Good, we're all set. What a jerk.
Whoa! Personal space. Just walk away.
A sequel was not intended originally.
All right.
Fun fact.
Seriously, like they pushed the chicken thing so hard in this movie.
Yeah. What's supposed to be the thing that ruined his life?
Yeah. Like you can
it's
definitely
good that
tell.
It went away for a little while though. Like
yeah.
we haven't seen it in like a good hour of the movie.
Yeah. But this is a sort of a thing where you can tell the difference production-wise between 1 and 2 and 3. Because of the some thematic changes.
I'm just glad he's not hitting him in the nuts.
He's close.
Stomach, it's fine.
Straight toe kick.
Stomach, it's fine.
Says you.
This version of Marty has been hitting the nuts at least 3-4 times now.
Cosmically, Marty's nuts are the most sacred thing in the temporal universe. Why not?
Or something about that date. Would it be George's nuts?
I do like the overuse of, like, there's no time for that. Like,
yeah.
Time's running out, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Fun and silly and silly and fun.
I mean, it's one of those things, even with a time machine, like.
Mike says that he's from St. Louis and Chuck Berry still lives there.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Nice.
Nobody still lives there, and that he regularly plays at Blueberry Hill.
Oh, that's a good spot. I don't care. I lost the girl in my dreams. Well, apparently that doesn't work on asphalt either. Sorry, Marty.
There's no magnets in this time.
Oh, I like the show car, the stunt car. It's a fun way of doing it. He's like, I don't know if this is okay or not. It's time for the community calendar. That's the thing. Community radio isn't that too much of a thing anymore. See, now this is a good use of the almanac, I think. Because before, it's just the one time that makes you go, oh my god, how did you know that? But now you're listing 10 games in a row that are all accurate.
Yeah, and that's like...
That's the moment where he's like, all right, this is real. Which makes it all that much sweeter.
Definitely a different time. The car isn't yelling at you the instant the door is slightly ajar.
Oh, and I actually...
Yeah.
Something about your theory about the people who travel through time not being affected... Is it from the moment they go back in time and on? Or is it their whole temporal existence?
Well, within this movie, I think it's only after.
Okay. So I was going to say, wouldn't Biff be affected?
I think it's only after.
Yeah. All right. That makes sense. I can buy that.
If you want to go into other versions of time travel, then yes, it's in their entire timelines.
That's why y'all are the time travel experts. Y'all are the Whovians.
I do love time travel.
Does Zemeckis have a thing with tunnels?
Why?
Because I just this... like that shot. I mean, these are cool shots, like with the lights and. In a car, you're very open, so a tunnel makes it very enclosed. It makes it. More dangerous because you can't get away as easy.
I think also if we had to go through the tunnel to get there, we have to go through the tunnel to get home.
Yeah. But I meant in terms of this and then Roger Rabbit and yeah.
Ugh, Roger Rabbit, so good.
It's really good.
I want to do that one.
I mean, Disney movie knows.
Tracy says there's a deleted scene when Biff gets erased.
What?
When
Biff gets erased?
Yeah.
You mean future Biff?
Tracy,
explain.
Because that...
Right. Do you think that your hoverboard can go faster than a car?
You could try.
I mean, he's got... Yeah, it's...
doesn't have power! Again, don't want to shout into this microphone.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Ah, sweet blue screen action.
Anthony O., why don't you say something interesting?
Hello, Anthony O.
No, say something interesting.
I will
tell us
you
your thoughts.
Tell us about the movie.
What are you thinking?
That we're watching presently.
Yeah.
Go, Marty, go!
And now
go,
Biff's
going to... Go, Marty, go!
Nice.
Terrible. Wonderful.
So good.
What happened to the foot strap?
It's on the foot.
He's got it.
Okay.
I love Biff.
And...
One more time.
Poop.
Not
Chad.
Not again.
D. Jones.
Dr. Jones is real pissed. Like, he's lost so much manure.
Yeah, like, who cares about
your car? Can't park
in
the city. I can't park on the side of the road.
I think he wasn't parked. I think he was slowing down.
No, that was the truck that they almost hit.
No, that's what I know.
Yeah.
Obviously, you hate manure.
Still, the grossest one is in 3. It was out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay.
He took him all the way there without, like, pulling him up or lowering down to let him in.
It's not a plane.
Why? Yeah, like...
Burn it.
Dude, it's about to rain!
I don't think they would do that, the hoverboards. What? There's a bucket. Is that necessary?
It's a construction site.
Yeah, but
it's
is
possible.
It necessary?
Yes.
Just light it.
No, because like then all the brush...
See, he's concerned about California's
forest fires.
He has the
matches. Fair point.
Yeah, he's Biff's matches. And then he's going to look on the back and see it fade away. That's the gimmick.
I see.
It's the new way of doing the photo gag.
What? Magic matches? What happens in the future?
I can't rip this.
Didn't they just have to change the last word?
Kind of, but at the same time, there was a reference to the Native Americans in 3 on the front page. Commended. Yeah.
I like how they were both in the news that day, front page news.
And
regardless.
How slow of a news day it is that a dude being committed to an insane asylum
was on
the front page.
It's a small town.
But it's... Hey, man, it's California. Let's be real here. Another reference to 3. Oh, did it. Totally did it.
Damn it, Marty.
Yeah. Did that say 99?
It was a backflip. So it was the flame wheels, but because it was, like, spinning around.
It did form, like, a 99 or...
A backwards 99?
66.
Quote. I'm sure there are conspiracy theorists out there
who probably
imagined a third 6.
Dark brown does just the devil.
Wouldn't it be cool? Because those seem to go real far. If he could talk to everyone wherever he is.
Marty, the lightning strike converted the walkie-talkies into time talkies.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
It's like we're in a crappy cartoon of some sort. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I burst through the line as next thing. Yeah. My God, time's going crazy. Kool-Aid's here.
And it's magically raining.
Well, that's the Storm part now.
Shh.
Are you Marty McFly?
I got a letter for you.
This guy's from the 20s.
Spoiler
with
alert.
With a letter from the 1800s.
It's Gestapo. Or it's a real G-Man.
Hey, you've been impersonating me, kid.
Martin McFly. Wait. Is that the guy from Happy Gilmore who says, jackass?
Yes.
Cool. I'm glad that was just once and over.
Yeah.
Jackass.
Jackass. It's a letter. Search your feelings, you know it to be true. There it is. No, it's raining, and it's 70-year-old paper. You're an idiot. Can you sign for this, please?
Jackass. Ah!
Excuse me. Sure. Whatever. Tip, mister?
Seriously. He wants to read it.
Well, I'm sure. How can he read? Like, there's just, like, the floodlight on the top of the...
It's none of your frickin' business, Western Union man.
I paid you to deliver, not to pay attention. Now get out of here, scram!
And he's hanging from a clock tower.
Mike says that one of us does a spot on Doc impression and we wait till the end of the showcase to do it. Who?
Let's all try one.
I assume you. Nope. I want to see. Mike?
How many times? I can't count how many times I've seen this movie.
I know
Zach tried, but at the very least, that was about 40.
That was an outside guesstimate. Like, yeah. I've no clue.
And also, just the character has been in the public lexicon for however long.
Yeah.
And Christopher Lloyd takes any opportunity to do it that he can.
As he should.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But this is a great scene where we see up to what we saw in the first one, and then right after, as if... Like you mentioned earlier, their use of time and cutting and what we're familiar with helps amplify whatever sort of a feeling they want us to feel.
Well, it's perfect, especially in this scene, because you see Doc like running through the fire just like you did in the first, and then we just pick up exactly where we left off.
And Marty again. But also his just duh face when...
Ghost!
It's you.
I just sent you back to the future! I'm back from the future.
That'd have been
one more.
Great Scott!
That'd have been a great moment where they both just look at the camera. When you said it, the walkie-talkie is now time talkie.
Oh, okay. It's now a time talkie! To be concluded. Back to the Future Part 3, which we will not be watching today on Popcorn Talk Network, but we do get the sweet little sizzle reel of Hill Valley in 1885.
I actually like the idea of doing this at the end of a movie.
So well, this is kind of like the one of the original ways of doing like the end of credit trailer.
Mm.
Like the button at the end.
Yeah. Would you say that the third is the least favorite?
Well, I was going to ask you guys, how do you rank them?
Well, I mean, to be perfectly honest, 1-3-2.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Really?
I still like them all a lot.
Yeah, it's nothing against 2. I just, there's something about 3, because 3 is so different.
Yeah.
And, like, I love the stuff in the future, or the future, the past.
The things unless, today.
Unless flying cars are invented in the next 3 hours.
Give it time. We'll get it from
engineers. You have 3 hours. We've got hoverboards covered.
We got Elon Musk
covered.
Elon Musk.
We got the shoes.
I hope you're watching.
The shoes that are coming. Yeah. Like,
so
we don't have flying cars.
We don't have flying cars. We'll get it. What we will get. Stay tuned to the Popcorn Talk on Twitter so that you can find out when we're going to be doing the Back to the Future 3 watch along. For all of you who have joined us from 1 and 2 or just 2, thank you for watching. I couldn't be happier to be joined by such wonderful people.
Aww.
For such a wonderful, wonderful viewing of such an iconic movie. But until Back to the Future 3, until 1885, where can the folks find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at ThatZachWilson, ThatZachWilson, and a whole bunch of shows on our sister network, AfterBuzz TV, including Doctor Who. Grimm is coming back soon with Yell, and a whole slew more. Tune in.
You can find me online at yell.tv. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram at yellteagle. That's YAELTYGIEL. And this weekend, literally a few days from now, I expect to see anyone who's in London at London Comic Con come and say hello.
You should make it out. Seriously. It's wonderful meeting people live, fans of AfterBuzz live. If you are a Star Wars fan, I am the internet soapbox Mark Donica. You can find me on Twitter at soapbox Mark, and also doing a watch along for Star Wars Episode 2 on the Popcorn Talk Network. We're going to be doing all 6 films before Episode 7 comes out. We talked about the trailer. Yeah, we talked about the trailer on Monday night, so you can check out that podcast too. Follow all of us here at the Popcorn Talk Network at the Popcorn Talk Network, and stay tuned for any future watch alongs. For Yale, for Zach, for the Popcorn Talk Network, I'm Mark Donica. Thank you for watching Back to the Future 2. We'll see you in the West.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.